A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. The salt becomes tasteless. What can make it salty again? It is good for nothing. It can only be thrown out to be trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hilltop cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp to put it under a tub. They put it on the lampstand where it shines for everyone in the house. The same way your light must shine in the sight of men, so that seeing your good works may give the praise to your Father in heaven." Actually, I'll start reading that Gospel again. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt becomes tasteless, what can make it salty again? It is good for nothing. It can only be thrown out to be trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hilltop cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp to put it under a tub. Put it on the lampstand where it shines for everyone in the house. The same way your light must shine in the sight of men, so that seeing your good works may give the praise to your Father in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Salt and light may seem rather different commodities, different things altogether. And it's not obvious why Christ should take salt and light as parallel metaphors, ways of describing, I think here, Israel. When he says "you," he means the people listening to him who are Israel. Why would he use salt and light? I think what they have in common is that both salt and light are not for themselves. Light reveals things, it unveils things. It's visible by the fact that it shows other things. In the same way, salt, certainly the ancient world, was seen as something that brings flavour out of other things. Salt is for food, light is for seeing. But not for themselves. Their true purpose is to reveal or unveil something else in other things. Flavour, or existence, or purpose. That way, salt and light are indeed the same metaphor. It's a metaphor addressed to Israel. When Christ says, "You are the salt of the earth," or we could say salt of the world, he means that they are to reveal what is in the earth. When he says light of the world, he means they're to show the world what's in it. And as such, he's talking of the mission of Israel. Now, it's important to understand the Gospel of Matthew as being about the destiny and purpose of Israel. But it isn't, suggesting that Israel had a destiny which it lost, that it was for nothing, futile, created to be the people of God since the call of Abraham, people who knew that no other people had God so close to them as they had. To suggest that because they rejected Christ, therefore it was for nothing, is to profoundly and fundamentally misunderstand the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew ends with Christ sending his disciples out into the world, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, sends them out to the ends of the earth. And that's not because they're an alternative. It's not because Israel has failed, so he has to try something else. What it is saying that Israel's mission is fulfilled in a different way. Make disciples of all nations on behalf of Israel. They are, after all, Jews. They are, after all, of the people, as Christ himself was. And he sends them out as a remnant who are faithful, who understand. Not all of Israel follows him. Much is lost, and much becomes futile and purposeless. But even there, even those who do not follow Christ have a destiny. The existence of the Jewish people to this day is itself a witness to the reality of what happened, that Christ himself came among a people who had been prepared for his coming, even though many turned against him and failed to understand. And so he sends them out to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world. And that means the world itself doesn't know what it is. There's a flavour in the earth that only Israel can reveal. And the world is in darkness and does not see that it is itself the creation of the one true living God. The world doesn't know itself, can't taste itself. But then, as he says, what happens when the salt loses its flavour? What happens when the light is hidden under a tub? The light is for the world. The city set on the hilltop cannot be hidden. Your light must shine in the sight of men, so that men can see each other. And also understand that they are in a house. They put it on the lampstand where it shines for everyone in the house. The world becomes a single home for a single humanity when that light shines. The failure, then, is a failure which is partial. The light may be hidden for a while, but it doesn't stop shining. And salt doesn't become tasteless, not this salt. It's good for nothing, can only be thrown out to be trampled underfoot by men. That's clearly a thought of what will happen to Jerusalem, to those who regard Jerusalem as the fundamental meaning of Israel, the city and the temple, rather than the faith. At the same time, salt always survives. There's always a flavour. It will always have a purpose. So Israel as a whole is not the salt of the earth or the light of the world. At its root, fundamentally, it will still succeed in being that. And the world is revealed by Israel. The world waited for Israel to produce the Messiah, even though they didn't know they were waiting, even though they didn't know what they were seeking or longing for. Christ does not fail. And in Christ, Israel has not failed.